Hey, KID crew, we're continuing our election night coverage. I am here with Dan Barker. He is the chair of the Bonneville County Democrats. And you may recall that Dan was on Table Talk, and he and Mike Colson from the Bonneville County Republican Party, Mike Colson is the chair there, they met, and it was great to see the two of you collaborating because, KID crew, that is what Table Talk is designed to do. It's about bridging the gaps. It's about having those conversations that have the power to make a difference. And I'm thrilled that the two of you, even though you see things really different, you've found some common ground and have been able to work together. And I'll tell you what, I think that's something to celebrate. So I'd love for you to just share a little bit about how that has kind of developed.
Yeah, definitely. So up until meeting with you and Mike, I never met Mike. And so throughout the election, so Mike and I have had phone calls at times. I think what's interesting is, although we're very different from an ideology perspective, we're very similar in the ideas of fair play, being respectful, and making sure that the parts of democracy that we both can agree on from like an election perspective and a fair election, I think those are the things that we will, regardless of our ideology, continue to be aligned on. And he's a fair player, a fair partner to work with, and I enjoy the conversations that we have.
I think that's so fantastic because you are really setting an example of what's possible when you look for some of that common ground and you don't have to change what you think, feel, or believe. And I think sometimes people get a little timid and think, ooh, that means I'm going to have to water down my passion, but you certainly don't have to. And yet you two, you and Mike, have shown us that you can work together. You work together, in fact, on a debate. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, definitely. It was fun. It was, last election cycle helped put together the debate between Miranda and Barb. It was certainly different to put that one together. Like it almost felt like cloak and dagger at times, and we're kind of arguing like we're fighting over trying to get who can get the most out of the debate. Which I'll say is a complete contrast to this time, where not only did we quickly come together on what those rules were going to look like between the two of us, but even the night of when I showed up and shared, hey, what about here, or some concerns on certain areas, Mike was quick to say, how do we create a win-win situation? And so I think that's what made that debate go so well. And neither one of us were looking at who's getting more for our party, but more so just making sure that the people that come to the debate get the experience that they're supposed to get.
Right. You wanted that voter education. And KID crew, I was there. And as I was watching that, I really quickly picked up on the fact that Dan and Mike were working so well. And there was no animosity. It was just a spirit of cooperation. And I'll tell you what, I think that's something that we can definitely celebrate. Dan, I want to give you a chance just to leave any final thoughts with people tonight.
I'm just excited for the results, like so many. And I think regardless of who wins, we all are the same community we are tomorrow when we all wake up, and just look forward to continue to work with not only in my own committee, but continue to work across the aisle with Mike.
I absolutely love that. It goes right along with kind of the theme that I have been sharing on my show, and that is that it's time for us all to remember that we are on one team, the United States of America, and our community is doing, I think, a really good job of showing what's possible when you're willing to come together.
Yeah, great changes. I would agree. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dan Barker, chair of the Bonneville County Democrats.